You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
JSE Securities Exchange has closed on the first day of a new trading week. So it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And with me today is Nick Kunze, who is a portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth in the Western Cape. Interesting day. I'm going to give you the numbers first of all, Nick, the JSE numbers, and then we can talk about the individual share movements and the themes that you saw unravel today. Banks down 1.25%, financials down 1.33%, the industrial index 0.33% weaker, retailers getting some stick, down 2.33%, resources down 1.4%, gold shares, the only positive on the board that I look at, gold shares up 0.7%, platinum shares down over 4.5%, big move to the downside there because of global growth worries, I think. The all share itself down 1.3%, not a good start to the week. But in value terms, $20.5 billion for the JSE went through the market, which will please the JSE Limited. But nothing else will please the JSE and investors in the JSE today because it was down all day. Nick Kunze.
Right, where do we start? The Monday meltdown. And I think the old traders used to say that, you know, the sort of the tail of the tape. And I think it looks a lot worse than it actually was. Yes, there was a lot of red on our green. Yes, the likes of Platts shares took a bit of a beating, but to put in context, after the strong run most of them have had in the last month or so, we were well off our lows. As we sort of the afternoon session got going, you know, the US opened at 3:30 our time, Wall Street was looking pretty horrible. And I must say it was quite a strong turnaround in the last half an hour or so between sort of the 4:30 session and 5 o'clock. Dow Jones managed to squeeze out in the green, NASDAQ slightly red, S&P going positive. And I think we caught the sort of tail end. It could have been a lot worse, Lindsay. I don't think it's as bad as it actually looks.
No, I mean, the S&P futures this morning at around about 3 o'clock were down 17, 18 points. They were flirting with unchanged at one stage. Then when the real session opened, the S&P futures were down again 17, 18 points. And now here we are, as we pre-record this interview on the close of the JSE, or 20 minutes after the close, the S&P futures are actually up. And the Dow Jones, having been 120 down, is now 70 points to the upside. So a lot of volatility, people making up their mind. I wonder what they're up to.
A lot of volatility, and I think most traders would agree there's a lot of key technical levels, as the charters would say. You know, the S&P at that 2800 level, it's been swinging either side of it, and guys are calling it this quadruple top that it's been battling to hold. So I mean, we've been flipping 10 points to that side either way. Also Dow Jones, also at a decent level, the DAX, all of these big technical levels, and we're trying to find our feet after a pretty dismal Friday session, as we all know, on Wall Street. And this morning, you know, trying to find that level between the bulls and the bears. We've got a real tug of war. But at the moment, as I say, a little bit in the green, and let's see what the sort of follow-through is tomorrow. But I think took the worst of it in this morning's session. It feels that way anyway.
Okay, Naspers came out with an announcement that they're going to be listing their internet assets on Euronext. Some people say that's a good thing. Other people say it's a death knell for the JSE Securities Exchange, given the fact that Naspers is the biggest component of the all-share top 40 index and therefore the biggest volume player on the JSE almost every single day. What's your view on this thing?
I don't think it's such a bad thing. I think they're doing exactly what they were told to do. You know, they are the board is going out and spinning off its various assets. And I think we said in this morning's brief as well that they're doing what they're supposed to do. And yes, if they're going to list in Amsterdam, there's going to be a lot of value trade for the JSE. But you've got to say that the market, if you look at the JSE Limited shares today, they took a bit of a knock in line with the market. But you consider sometimes 15-20% of the value traded sometimes as Naspers on the JSE. At the worst case scenario, it hardly budged, considering. So I think people are reading a little bit too much into it. And I think you're going to see more and more of the Naspers board coming out with more and more things. And as much as some of their takeaway is going to be spinning shares off the Amsterdam, there's going to be probably a couple of inward listers or a couple of secondary listings on the JSE. So I don't think it's all doom and gloom, Lindsay.
EOH down nearly 4% today to R13.52 per share. This thing was, what, 160, 170 at some stage when you were just probably cutting your teeth in the market, Nick? Maybe not, but the point is that this thing has been absolutely destroyed. And they came out with a clarification of what's happening with Microsoft. The market said, well, we know that and we don't like it, so we're going to sell you again.
Agreed. I mean, it's difficult to see where the upside or what the catalyst is to turn this absolute bludging. I mean, this is you talk about a couple of shares in the 70 plus club. I mean, this is what, the 85-90% plus club. It's been a disaster. Look, you've got to say, if you have to analyze the share, you analyze the feedback, you analyze the board they're trying to put together, and you know, when your sole business is supplying Microsoft product, 90% of your business to SA Inc., and a large portion of your business is also supplying a lot of the government entities. I mean, that's two sides that are under scrutiny. The one side, everyone in South Africa is nervous with any company that is supplying the government at the moment. It's under the microscope, given the Zondo Commission, etc. And then secondly, if 89% of your business is supplying a product and you're not allowed to supply that product anymore, it really, you scratch your head and wonder, where is the catalyst to turn the stock around? At the moment, the new CEO, Stephen Collier, it must be rueing the day that he accepted this job as it is.
Yeah, well, we wish him well. Let's have a look at the top five up and top five down according to sharenet.co.za. I've got my screen in front of me here, and you can shout any time you want to mention a story behind these moves. Dis-Chem up 2.4%. Sabania up 1.5%. I can't believe this thing is now R17.51 on the close. Motors up 1%. AngloGold Ashanti up 0.8%. Santam up 0.2%. On the downside, suddenly, the platinum shares falling in a heap. Impala Platinum down 5.5%. Anglo Platinum down 4.6%. Assor down 4.2%. Northam down 3.9%. And Mondi PLC down 3.6%. So the downside all dominated by Rand hedge stocks. And maybe we should start there, because the Rand has gone from 14.55 to 14.35, I think.
Another story. I mean, if you take a jump back, I mean, these plat shares must be put in context that they've run extremely hard. In fact, as of close of business Friday, the entire majority of overbought shares, as what most technical analysts classify as, you know, the RSI levels and the various other momentum indicators used, massively overbought. I mean, Impala Platinum, for example, that as of close of business on Friday, that was almost 86% above its 200-day moving average. So they have run extremely hard. So, you know, 5-6% pullback, I guess most people would say that was healthy. And, yeah, just pointing out what you said on the Rand, again, the absolute barometer of risk at the moment, the risk on, the risk-off scenario, as we seesawing back and forwards, walked in this morning, the Rand, you know, sitting around about the 50-52 level, back all the way again now, as the Dow is gone green, the Rand has progressed. So again, that real proxy of risk of the Rand, and unfortunately we're stuck in the middle of it in South Africa.
Yeah, 14.34. So any of those stocks on the upside or the downside that have any specific stories to them? Not really. We've spoken about the
not really.
The Rand, I mean, story. Obviously, Dis-Chem to the upside.
Yeah, the Rand story. Dis-Chem didn't see anything coming out there. Murray and Roberts, of course. I think there was something out this morning, a SENS announcement regarding a share off. I think I saw was that the leftovers from Friday's note. I can't quite remember, but there's a corporate action story in the Murray's there. And the Dis-Chem, although Dis-Chem has been firm for a while, Dis-Chem, the last couple of days bouncing off its lows, 24.86 now. And again, the Rand story, as I said, so that would explain the bottom half.
Okay, let me just finish with, you've given us the JSE indices. Let's just finish now, if I can get my screen up with the rest of the markets, the currencies, the commodities, and the international indexes. Starting with the currencies, 14.34 is the dollar Rand, 18.97 is the British pound against the Rand, and the euro Rand 16.24. If we have a look at the euro dollar, which is the all-important benchmark, if you like, 113.25, that exchange rate. Going on to commodities, the gold price 13.21.5, up $8, or a 0.6% move to the upside. And people loving gold at the moment. How long can it last? I hope a little bit longer. It's always fun to have a good yellow
metal
bull
market. Sticking with that gold story, Lindsay, also, yes. I don't know if some of your listeners would know, Krugerrands, that old forgotten relic.
Yes.
Yep, up a solid 8% today, breaking the 20,000 Rand level. So not quite sure what's going on there, and a little bit of a brightness for those old Krugerrands out there.
I think I know it's what's going to be happening in the next half hour. A lot of people are going to be going through their shoeboxes and saying, I used to have a couple of Krugerrands, and I put
Forget
them somewhere.
Forget those Bitcoins, let's get some Krugerrands.
And suddenly, if you got two Krugerrands, it's 40,000 Rand. It's extraordinary.
Stone the crows, as they say.
Platinum up $10 to $8.57. The palladium price up $22 an ounce to $15.38. That's the spot price. And Brent crude oil, $66.97, which is barely changed on the day. When we look at the overseas markets, well, the Dow Jones, having been down 100 points, is now, what is it? It's up 58. So a big turnaround there, but who knows what's going to happen in the next 4 hours or so. And the FTSE in London, down 0.5% with Brexit looming large, or the next Brexit event looming large. Nick Kunze, thank you very much for your time this evening. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. Nick Kunze is from Sanlam Private Wealth, and we'll be back same time tomorrow night, and also for the opening at around about 9:30 tomorrow morning. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.